There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Yes.
New LPN dog in the house.
It's Key Doggy. It's Champ.
Yes, Champ. It's Rob's new dog, and I'm playing with him. Say hi to the people, Champ.
Wow, nothing.
Nothing, huh?
Wow.
You stonewall me?
You're no Indiana Jones.
Yeah, right.
You know Indiana Jones, that's for certain.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Okay, now I'm going to let him go, and he's going to get caught in the wires.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Let him run around.
Don't let him get electrocuted. Sharp puppy teeth.
He does, yeah. He got me good.
I'm training him how to bite people.
Yeah, it's good to do,
boy,
yeah.
Good
get him real
boy.
Aggressive. Hate every man. Hate every man. Attack every man you see.
Okay, now that I got him all crazy, I'll give him to you.
Yeah, good work. And now I'm standing here. You had a puppy in front of you. I have the deeply emasculating iPad again.
Oh, yes. What happened to you?
My computer just exploded again.
You
got to get a new one.
To death?
I do wonder if it's the sheer passion.
Yeah.
If it just can't handle.
Yeah, because it's just, you love it too much.
Oh, yeah, because I'm always like, go, 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 especially when I'm alone.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is more passionate than the masturbating of a married man alone.
Oh, man, I was just hanging out with my boys in Orlando, and I rented two townhouses,
yes.
Okay? And then one of them has, you know, my buddy was in the king bed, and I was sleeping in a twin bed.
That's very nice of you.
It was very nice. It was very nice of me, and I did it, and I was fine. But, and then my other buddies...
It shows that you could still be one of the people.
But the thing is, the other place was like the townhouse full of married men, and they weren't staying the last night. So I'm like, oh, I'll go over there, and then I'll take the nice bed in the other place, you know, separate. And then I thought... This married man.
Never sleep in the bed of a married man sleeping
He's away
alone.
From one night.
Oh, yeah. It's
married
covered
man
in piss
with kids.
And shit.
I didn't even want to look at the bed.
Dude, I sometimes
like, you know what? I'm gonna sleep in that twin bed one more time because I don't know what he did in there.
Something like shit, I don't wipe and I just don't put underwear on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something that'll roll around and
exactly.
I eat in bed.
Yeah.
I'm alone.
If the women are gone, especially people who like us, it don't matter. We're gone all the time.
Yes.
So it's like I've lost the romance of being by myself on the road.
There is none.
There's none anymore. But these guys, never alone.
No.
So you know it was like, he probably went for like four or five times.
Oh, very much so. And there's like, they're doing stuff. They're doing like Albert Fish stuff.
Yeah, at some point. Yeah.
Like if you're that type of Mary, that's really honestly scares me.
Yeah. So I slept in a twin bed for 3 nights.
Well, you don't look like it.
Thank you. It's weird being in a bed that you're bigger than.
I know.
Just like, I didn't see. Like hands and like feet hanging off the side of it, you know.
You're like, oh, we better bring him four whole roast chickens, or he'll destroy the inn. Welcome to Side Stories. I'm Henry Zabrowski. I'm sitting here with the too big for a twin bed Ed Larson.
Oh, how you doing? What's going on, buddy?
You know,
I haven't seen you in hours.
Almost a full 24 hours. Eddie and I just got back from Crime Wave at Sea. We can't talk enough about how much fun we had. It was so good getting to know everybody, hanging out with the fans.
Not one shitbag in the bunch.
That was my rule.
I couldn't believe it.
That was my hard and fast rule at the very, very top was like, if any single massive, horrific emergency happens at all, we're never doing this again.
Yeah.
But honestly, nobody died. Nobody got hurt. I know that there was some wife swapping.
Yes.
But
not with ours.
Not with ours. Never.
Not with ours.
No.
Not with ours.
Our wives can't stand other husbands.
No. They're barely like us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's one of those where it was truly a. You guys were really, really good. I want to say thank you.
We can confirm there was at least one orgy.
I know that there was. And for that, honestly, dude, Rob, you missed out, man. It was truly a blast. Everybody was in really good spirits, and we want to thank you.
We saw people like change who they were by the end of it, you know? Like
blossomed.
People showed up like they're real mousy, and by the end they're like dancing on top of each other, like
dangerously.
It was crazy.
So.
It was wild.
It
man.
Was pretty amazing. So that was the Crime Wave at Sea. Thank you guys, everybody over at IRL IRL Events and Royal Caribbean.
Brett
that was
and Ryan
truly
all you animals.
Can't believe it. Can't believe nobody died.
Robert
and Royal,
the cop.
And Royal Caribbean, honestly. It was pretty nice.
Oh, yeah.
Except for the fact, and Eddie and I are going to talk about this, you know, just very quickly, because we don't want this to. We are going to eventually develop our own uncle segment. We're going to need to do this separate from everything.
It's who we are at this point. At first, we were like, oh, should we do this every week? But now I just realized we are that.
You want me saying no cap and shit? Sorry, I'm not going to. We're not going to become flagrant here. All
bet,
right. Yeah, we're not doing that. We're not saying, I don't even know what it means.
It's like,
and I
call
won't
you guys
know.
Unks now.
Yeah, that's fine. Cool. I'll take that. I'll take
that. Yeah, that's dead ass, dude.
Yeah, it's super fucking
dead. I do
dead
like
ass.
Dead ass.
I do, too.
I do enjoy dead ass.
I do as well.
Yeah.
But Royal Caribbean. No midnight buffet.
What the fuck? We're talking about this for months. We're talking about the midnight buffet.
I mean it. After just 10 p.m. pizza. There was no food.
There was just pizza.
But you have to wait. Even you have to for that pizza, you had to wait online for so long.
Yeah.
We are already, we're all charged up. We're all filled with the
midnight
water.
Midnight buffet
alcohol.
Is a real thing that should exist. It always has. Also, none of the floors on the ship have fun names
they
anymore.
They don't do the names anymore because people get lost.
It's just 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Fuck you.
Also,
promenade.
In the middle of all of this calamity of the fucking government shutdown and air traffic controllers calling out, and it's extremely, extremely fucked up to be traveling right now through the air. One of the things that drove me fucking nuts was coming out of Fort Lauderdale, and we were on time to our connecting flight. The old pieces of shit that were getting onto that plane made us miss the connection. It took an hour and 20 minutes to board. There were 30 wheelchairs, and each one of them was difficult. It was, they weren't smiling and shit. They're all coming and going, I miss the old wheelchair. Like, they're all like glad, and they're all surprised they were in a plane. You know what, old people, what happens to old people? At some point, you hit 72 years old, and it's like you lose the ability to emotionally regulate, to be able to figure out how to do things on your own.
Yeah, old people, I think, really, like, it's always nice. You always have these dreams, like, oh, I'm going to take Mima to Paris one day.
Leave Mima at home.
Old people need to stay at home.
I
think it's official.
Leave Mima at home.
Keep them at home. Oh, before we go on past the cruise, though, I got to say, shout out to my boy Gator Chris. You came for the crown.
Yes.
You didn't fucking make it. You came super close.
Dude, but you guys didn't. Did not know. We fucking had the most epic Connect Four battle that Ed has ever. Because truly.
He was good. He was really good.
You guys, this is one of the big unadvertised elements of a cruise with us, is the fact that a man arrived at our Q&A with a Connect Four board after Ed Larson has said multiple times he is undefeated amongst our friend group in playing Connect Four. They did an exhibition match.
Which he won.
His name's Chris,
right? His name's Chris.
Yeah, he did great.
I think he's like a doctor or something.
Yeah, some dumb
shit.
Some
kind of fucking stupid doctor. Don't be his patient because he can't even win in Connect Four.
But then during our dance competition in which I almost bested 5 competitors against me, 2 9-inch nails hurt. Eddie beat the shit out of Chris.
I mean, I didn't beat the shit out of it. We had best of 5. It went to full 5.
Yeah, I know. And both of us
had fault matches too. And so it was like, it was really intense. It actually was the best of 5 that went 7 games.
I made $2,500. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, on that, and
I love illegal gambling at seas.
And the money that I made from that caused that person not be able to get home.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, from Fort Lauderdale, he's
eating cats.
And I have no sympathy for them.
No, you can't. Why would you have sympathy for a loser?
Yeah, losers lose.
Losers lose. When you play me in Connect Four, you fucking lose.
That's the thing. W's are W.
Yeah. So if we ever cruise again, I hope to see some of you fuckers coming to challenge me and try to take the crown.
Because
I am the fucking champion. I'm going to, you know what? And this is untrained, by the way. I haven't played in years, and I'm still the goddamn champion.
I know. You're like Bo Jackson.
Yeah, I really am. But just show up unpracticed, fucking home run.
Just do it. That's what you truly impressed me.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about shit. You go fuck yourselves, you motherfuckers. Although I did like the Chris guy. He thought he was very nice.
He was extremely funny. And everybody, again, thank you to everybody that came to Crime Wave at Sea. We had a fucking blast.
Yeah, someone gave me a pile of tiny orcas that I was just giving to people the whole time.
Oh, yeah, that was really cute.
Ashley hooked me up with all them tiny orcas. Thank you
for everybody, all the lovely gifts.
Speaking of tiny orcas, I'm going to be in San Diego this weekend. If you're around on Sunday, San Diego Mic Drop Comedy.
Are tiny orcas, is that the name of your new fan base?
I am turning into a tiny orca. That's what's happening.
You're eating a lot of tinned fish.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Yes. So come see me this weekend if you're in San Diego. We're gonna have a lot of fun with Amber, Ashley, and Julie.
You can smell them.
Yes.
Well, the smell of smoked herring, like he's the queen of Switzerland. God knows what they eat over there. We have a little bit of an update. First of all, the response I got back talking about my obviously vulnerable admission
about that your underwear don't work.
It falls down inside of my pants.
Yeah.
I'm going to add this here. 76, 83, 88. We have over 120 responses.
Really? So this happens? You're not the only person this happens to?
Nope.
You connected with the audience.
I really want to say thank you to the beautiful woman contingent that are dealing with this. And to those of you that sent pictures, great. So many people sending pictures of their deflated underwear, the how it won't hang, obvious
evidence. What were
the
pictures?
Like just stuff of like their pants, like wearing tight pants and underwear bunched up at the very bottom of the pants.
Oh, okay. These people aren't sending you genital pictures.
No, I wish.
Yeah,
no.
It's just, don't wish for it. They'll send it.
I know. But I'm just saying, I saw a lot of evidence of it, and it's the women's bravery that came forward that really kind of touched me a lot. And a lot of people, obviously, there was a lot of very funny answers about how I'm supposed to fix this problem. Again, to elucidate, my underwear falls down inside of my pants.
Yes.
And it makes my life difficult. Several people, this is kind of the responses I got. Some really funny no joke answers. I got some. There's several just pictures of Hank Hill's butt. Several messages of just stop wearing underwear. Thanks. My wife loves that. My jeans love that.
I could see you in a thong.
High-waisted underwear combined with slacks, right? No more jeans. Which also, what's high-waisted underwear for a man?
I think that's a girdle.
I'm not fine there, but finally, this is the actual answer that I'm now trying to figure out what to do, because they're saying the big answer that I'm getting from ladies is to switch to cloth button-up.
Cloth button-up?
Yes. So this is what they're saying from Ashley. I studied fashion in college, and I might be able to put you on the right path with solving your egg-shaped man underwear problem. Elastic will always try to find the narrowest part of your body. Tying elastic around the waist is how we find the smallest part of a woman's torso in dressmaking. Therefore, doing that thing with it seems logical and getting tighter waists will not work. This is also why it doesn't matter what size you are. If your middle isn't the narrowest part of you, your waistband will move somewhere that it is. I would suggest either going for pairs that are just staying up so that the elastic isn't strained as much, or cloth button-up boxers if there's no elastic ring to betray you. And this is, Rob just put up a piece of underwear in which I'm supposed to wear from the tops of my knees to my rib cage. So I'm supposed to wear a bodysuit like I am.
I mean, winter's coming up, dude.
You know what? It's just, I feel like.
I gotta say, though, they have smalls available, but extra large and large they're sold out.
So this makes
me think they work. If the bigger sizes are sold out, it makes me think that this works.
Men are seriously wearing full body underoos in which it has
a
built-in
thong. Look nice.
That's Rounder Bum is the company. We're not sponsored.
It is a built-in thong. And how are you supposed to get it out of this to fucking have diarrhea?
Honestly, Henry, I think this would be really good for you, like, at least on stage.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like it's...
just, like, on stage, like...
It's just about on stage.
Yeah, it's about on stage.
It's not about when I'm sitting here.
Or if you're at a wedding, you know, and you're doing a lot of dancing or something.
Or performing at a wedding.
Yeah, performing at a wedding.
Doing karaoke.
Yeah. So, I don't think, I think in this situation, you can keep your dirty, horrible underwear. But, like, I think, this guy's got a full suit.
That is ridiculous. What in the living fuck is this for? Is
they he on can't the even get team? Models to do this. That's all, like,
it's AI
skins.
Drawings. Yeah, it's AI drawings of people.
It's like a video game.
So I'm now looking at a full body underwear piece that involves, like, it's like a one piece, like, bathing suit. For a man with sleeves.
Bringing it back.
Wait, why?
I'd love to see you in this.
What
Spanx? I feel like Spanx would be good for you.
Spanx hurt.
Do that. You've tried them.
Yes.
Really?
Spanx hurt.
Was it getting spanked? Because I've heard that hurts.
Sometimes. But sometimes it was just the right way.
Yeah.
Oh, someone teach me another lesson.
I like when they spank me in the middle.
Yeah, Nelson's like, right in the hole. Right in the hole. And then like somebody, you lick it, and you go, ooh, ooh, ooh. We have stories today, guys. I promise you we'll get to some stories.
Live from your grave.
The year is 2012. The setting, New York City. There are 1,000 stories in the Naked City, and this one is about blood. Vampires are real. They stalk the streets, feeding on the living. Nobody is safe. Join me, Henry Zabrowski, along with Jackie Zabrowski and veteran TRPG player Ross Bryant, for an actual play series set in the Vampire the Masquerade universe. From the mind of Game Master Jared Loker. The show will premiere on the LPN-TV YouTube channel starting on Wednesday, October 29th, and will release on a weekly basis. People will die, then get back up and bite you. Will my character succumb to the beast within? Can Jackie navigate the Byzantine intrigues of the dam? The future is a mystery. All we know is it's gonna be a bloodbath. LPN RPG presents Bloodbath. Every Wednesday on the LPN TV YouTube channel. It all begins on October 29th. Enjoy the mysteries.
There was a... Actually, I want to hear it once. We got an update for you.
It's an island adventure.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, it's Jeffrey time.
What's our update? Is it how Ghislaine is getting special treatment in this jail?
Yes. So this is the big thing that the new news that's coming out is, obviously the Trump administration said that Ghislaine Maxwell was getting no different, separate, or any form of cushy treatment at the brand new medium security jail she was dropped off in, even though she's a convicted human trafficker. She's apparently now the whistleblowers from inside the jail, because we've been covering this, they're shutting people up from calling about what's going on inside of the jail, like her fellow prisoners. We now know for a fact that she's being led in a form of, like, with the way they put it was like she's being like diamond class.
Yeah.
She's being waited upon hand and foot, and they're bringing her special food, and they're giving her special allowances to go work out, and they're doing all this stuff. So Ghislaine is getting very, very comfortable down there.
Yeah, she really is. She's staying in her Ghislaine, that's for damn sure.
Absolutely. And there's a lot, they're really trying to, she's still seeking commutation of her sentence. We know that's going to happen. We know P. Diddy's also next on the list, not looking as likely because P. Diddy's not doing well in jail right now.
He got hammered.
He's making a lot of bad mistakes. He got caught doing an illegal triple Zoom call. He got caught sipping.
How did he do a triple Zoom call?
He literally merged.
Oh.
He was merging in jail. He got that. He's in a lot of trouble.
Merged in therapy.
And I also got a really interesting email from somebody that said part of the reason why we're seeing this massive dragging their feet of opening up the government. We know that there's a nominal agreement to maybe open the government again because Democrats fold because they're a bunch of cowardless, spineless
pieces of shit,
right?
Cocksucker, cowards.
And so, but
we all sitting here getting our ass handed to us, and you're just going to quit for nothing?
Literally just watching the plane tumbles out of the sky and people, whatever, fine, whatever. Yeah. This is not, we're not MSNBC.
Yeah, Fetterman sucks.
Yep, we don't. So we now know that but nothing has been confirmed. Again, this is coming out tomorrow, so it's going to be, God knows what the news is going to be, really.
Oh, yeah.
But it seems that one of the big issues here is there are documents inside of this file that are actually quite bad for the President of the United States of America. So I'm getting little birdies telling me that a part of the issue is that, and I'm going to do this, what's fun is that I'm just going to say this without any proof because I can.
Well, we don't, you know, awesome. alleged details.
Yeah, I love it. Is that Trump's got pictures, there are pictures of Trump with children.
Well, I mean, of course. I mean, he had the beauty pageant. He bragged about walking around and checking them out naked.
Yeah, so that's kind of, they're saying that part of the reason why they are really trying to fight the government from opening this, because they are hoping that the clout that they will get, the political clout that they will get
from opening, from this happening after how badly everyone's going to be angry at them from opening up the government.
Yeah.
Because they're going to do this vote. They're going to rush this Epstein vote. Again, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, we'll believe it when for sure.
Yes, but
it doesn't matter. They're taking away our health insurance.
Yeah. Oh no. Either way, they did the thing that they wanted to do in the first place. Don't worry, Democrats wanted to do it too.
Yeah.
So it's not a. This is not a partisan issue. They hate that you want to live. They just wish that you could work for free.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. It's so hard.
Old fuck Schumer.
Oh man, Schumer needs to be put away.
I think public spanking would be great. I would love to see him kill him. Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, it'd kill him.
Take his pants down.
Just spank him
in public.
The act of someone taking his pants down might kill him.
You think so?
Oh, he gets a little chilly. He gets so excited.
Yeah.
When's the last time someone's voluntarily taken his pants down that wasn't like assured that their lives were going to be destroyed?
Yeah, the last person who gave him a blowjob had to adjust their readers
because they just sit right at the very end of his penis like that. That's our part. It just dangles. It's that new Zoomer thing. All right, we've got some other stories. Eddie, what do we got?
All right. Well, the first one, you know, I love my animal stories. This one's great. It comes out of Malaysia. A wild elephant broke a man's leg in an attack and then later that night returned and killed him.
Now, this is like, I feel like this is the second time I'm hearing something like this.
Well,
right?
The other one was that case that was in India. This was years ago. This is like 3 or 4 years ago now.
Yes.
Where the details are fuzzy to me and this other case, but like basically, this woman did something horrible to this elephant. The elephant killed her and then later came back and destroyed her funeral.
Yes, I remember that. And that was awesome.
Yeah,
that was
a great story. Yeah. I love this story.
Yeah. It was fucking metal.
But this one, it was a logger. I don't think he was actually doing anything wrong except for cutting down trees.
What is the problem? Is the elephant more of an IPA elephant?
Oh, my God.
Stole that from you.
Yes, because I dressed Julie up like a logger.
Yep.
Yes. But so a Malaysian man, his name was Saidi Jahari, 43 years old, was working in a logging site in northern part of the country when this incident occurred. The elephant attacked him while he was working, and it broke both of his fucking legs after it stomped on him a bunch.
What the fuck? Yeah. Well, no, was he coming onto his like territory or something?
Everywhere is an elephant's territory. If you're in the woods,
not my house.
If an elephant
tried to roll into my property, I would have no compunction with shooting it in the head.
Yeah, well,
trying to come into my property,
I'm pretty sure it would kill you.
Yeah.
It would kill you immediately.
I'm sorry.
But we might get scared of the dogs. Elephants are actually scared of dogs in a weird way. You know,
like, remember that video we showed? Was that the video? Did I show you that video on the stream?
What?
With the dog, with the elephant kicking the badger.
Oh, yes.
And it just keeps just like punting the badger away.
Badgers are tough, though. They don't give a fuck about nothing. But they broke the dude's legs, and they brought him inside, and they put it was just a tent, you know? It wasn't like an actual structure.
Yeah, sure.
And they brought him inside for temporary protection, but not long after, a bull elephant, believed to be the herd leader, returned, attacked him again, and ended up taking his life the second attack.
You need a fucking pass if you're coming up in my crib.
Yeah, dude.
That's what that shit is, man.
Yeah, man. Elephants never forget.
Never forget,
they
dude.
They never and fucking you forget. You fucked up. You took his trees. He's coming back. He's going to kill your ass.
Yeah, that's my trees.
Yeah.
Elephants use trees as money.
That's right.
That's my money.
Yeah.
You're fucking with my money. That's where my leaves are.
Well, maybe they feel like they're part tree because they both have trunks.
Cute. And deeply incorrect. They're not trees at all. But it's like, I feel like it sees it go, and it's just like, man, that guy's like been hanging out with Mowgli all day. Mowgli's saying stuff like,
this is Mowgli's hood.
Oh, very much so. And I can see Mowgli saying to this elephant, like, that's the guy that fucking over there. That's a guy over there. He tried to like make me his little like wife or whatever. You know what I mean? He saw me try to paint me with one of the colors of the wind or whatever. And then fucking that elephant's like, let me handle this shit.
Yeah.
You're right, Mowgli. I'm sick of watching these goddamn being like, oh, these guys are trying to gentrify my neighborhood.
Colors of the Wind, though, is, of course, Pocahontas.
They're all the same.
There's no elephants in Pocahontas.
But everybody's got Colors of the Wind access.
Yes.
If you have a loincloth on,
yeah,
you can access the Colors of the Wind. That's how it works. That's Disney math. And so he's, I wonder if it's that.
Yeah, but otherwise, they came back, they killed him. There isn't much to the story other than it's just pretty fucking cool.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I find it to be cool.
Well, elephants attacking you is like an elephant singling you out to murder you is just straight up like how do you? We're all like, what do you do wrong?
When I was when I went on my trip to Africa and I did a couple little safaris, that each time I had a different like safari leader in the jeep, and then one of the safari leaders was just terrified of elephants. It was just like anytime he saw an elephant, he'd like turn the jeep around and like go in another direction.
I do think that they are very.
Just like anything else, lions, he didn't care, whatever. But if he saw an elephant, he's like, oh, nope, not going that way. He was terrified of them.
I wonder if it's just because of the way they travel their territory.
They're such an unstoppable force.
Yeah, and as soon as
it's
you
just,
piss them
they're
off.
So big, they're so strong, and they're so intelligent.
Like,
so they're really hard to beat.
Do you think you could probably like punch a lion in the head?
No, but that's why they have the kitty clumpers.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
It's the not like a shark. Because then they say, like, truly with sharks, like, you could probably punch a shark away.
If you get lucky, they say hit it in the nose.
That's what they say. Sure.
They say hit it in the nose. But good luck. Miss. If you miss, your arm's going right in the mouth.
I'm going for the dick.
I don't think you're going to reach it.
Pull right up in there.
Yeah. I always
put
thought
my hand
eyes
right up there
and
pull out a little dick and jerk
but,
them off until they smile.
Yeah. But elephants, they'll fucking come after your ass.
I just wonder, sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com. What makes elephants so angry?
Yeah. And if you got any crazy elephant stories, I'd really like to hear them.
Please.
Yeah. Because elephants, they're really fucking awesome.
All right. Here we go. Here's another horrible story.
Oh, we like that. I like a horrible story.
This is a horrible story. Nobody likes this story. Woman. Chained up in a backyard, was beaten and tortured by her friends because they, quote, didn't like her anymore.
Oh.
Now, that is, it's truly.
Kind of need more of a reason than that.
It's very, very inappropriate. This takes place in, I'm going to say, a horrible place right outside of Austin, Texas. I'm correct.
Yes.
A woman was chained and tortured in a backyard for months. Now, these guys,
Two dudes, three women.
It is very similar to the story. Do you remember we covered the story about...
They all blend together, to be honest
yes.
with you.
This is another one that is... I'm going to try to gently package this.
Okay, cool. Sounds like it's offensive.
Yep, no, definitely. Group of mentally handicapped group fucks, right?
Okay.
Polycule. It was a mentally handicapped polycule where they kicked out the last of the mentally handicapped ones. You remember the story? You remember Rob,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the husband and the son. She was like in a relationship with a guy and also that guy's son.
And they found the guy outside of the 7-Eleven and they were like talking with him. So that kind of reminds me of this story.
Well, this is them right here.
Yeah, Ohio polygamists. Yeah, these guys. This is like literally the worst.
Oh, I remember
Martina
this crew.
Jones.
Yeah, Martina Jones, Aaron Bradshaw. They all look like.
They loved that big woman.
God, they did. They all took turns getting a piece of Martina Jones. It sounds like this was kind of similar. These are five.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Mm. God, please get me on that list. These are the guys that were arrested. Michelle Garcia, Crystal Garcia, that was Michelle's daughter. Mosh Carney, that was also Michelle's daughter. Juan Pablo Castro, that was the young daughter's husband.
Mosh Carney is the name of a person?
I think it's Mash, M-A-C-H-E. There's Mache. It could be Mache. I know that Cache is one. Cash, the guy, I know the really awesome guy that makes shoes that I love. He's called Mash, and it's spelled the same way, but I believe it's called, I believe it might be Mache, like paper mache, because I don't think any of these people have the reading ability to name something good. I think that we got Maynard Lefevers. Yeah, Maynard. And they were arrested. I guess they had all lived together. They would live together for years. Carney told investigators, now this was the one of the daughters, that they lived with a family, and they said that they admitted they had kept her outside in the yard and restrained her from leaving at first. Michelle Garcia reportedly said,
"If you like somebody, if you don't like them, why are you keeping them around?"
Michelle Garcia reportedly said she began handcuffing the woman months earlier because the woman would relieve herself in the yard, and Garcia did not want her neighbors seeing that. But my thing is, Michelle, if you're going to handcuff her outside, she's going to continue to use the bathroom outside. Handcuff her inside. This little thing you got to tell. It's a little note there.
Pissing in the backyard ain't enough.
It really is not enough.
It's not enough.
The publication reported that Carney further told police they began handcuffing the woman to prevent her from stealing, claiming the neighbors had complained. She also claimed that the woman had agreed to be being restrained, which is definitely not true. Crystal Garcia, another one of the daughters, told law enforcement that the victim was only maybe 50-50 capable of consent. And multiple suspects claimed the woman suffered from mental health issues. Yes.
Yes, I believe that.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the first thing I believe.
They were keep shooting. They said they, you know, they limited her food because she had gotten chunky, and then they started shooting her with an electric BB gun. Because they didn't want to beat her with their hands. And then they asked her, finally in the end, they asked the group, why would you do this? And all of them said, it's because we fucking hate her.
Yeah, it's not enough.
You know,
I hate lots of people.
It's very much, it's childlike in its naivete of the situation.
Yeah.
Which kind of shows a little bit more of the mentality mm-hmm. of the people involved.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone, I think that if you were to take all their IQ points together, you could maybe break 3 digits. Like, I think that if we put the whole kit and caboodle together as one crew, right? I think that this is...
And they had her for months
yes.
tied up in the backyard.
Yes, this reminds
me... And I will say, maybe she was unlikable. Doesn't mean she deserved it.
Let her go.
Well, I think that if no one's looking for her for months... How do they even know that she's missing?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. This is all going to come out. Obviously, this is the very beginning of this story. It's a horrible story, but it did remind me of an even more sad story. The story of, if anybody had heard about this, Shanquella Robinson, who was beaten to death. It seemed like she was beaten to death in Cabo San Lucas by her 5 friends. They went on vacation with people she sort of knew, and they Mexican authorities got a call saying that their friend died of, like, basically passed out due to alcohol consumption.
Yeah.
They got there, the kind of vaguely kind of corrupt hotel doctors said, like, oh, well, look at her. They you know, they didn't say anything about the fact that she had a gigantic contusion on her face. She obviously, her neck was broken, because then when the coroner took a look at her, they found out that she died from extensive wounds to the head and a broken neck. And we know that there was also a leaked cell phone video of her friends all beating her while she's naked on a balcony. Like, it's really fucked up. It's a horrific story. But it's just another thing, being like, I'm going all the way to Cabo to do this?
Yeah. Well, we probably thought they were going to get away with it there. And they almost did.
Basically, so far, they have.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They have not. There's been no... The Mexican authorities are still trying to extradite one of the suspects, but there's not... according to U.S. court, there's not enough evidence. And if you know anything more about the story, it's fascinating and horrific. SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. There's so many ways to die on vacation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So
that's right. Quiet wave at sea 2.0. We'll find out.
Yeah. The people die.
But I know that they're not the same, but the idea of like a group of friends turning on one of the group of friends in a weird... Because they're adults.
It seems planned.
It does.
It seems planned.
It does.
For it to escalate like that so fast into
really
a group beating.
But she didn't, in that story.
Especially when it's a woman.
In the Robinson story.
Because you don't need to defend yourself like that.
No. But in the Robinson story, they are way more like casual acquaintances. We're like, this is something else. This horrific, this story about tying up the girl to the post with the BB guns and beating. She lived.
Yes.
Thankfully, in this story, she lived, but it's still just
for months?
Months.
That's wild.
I mean, to be honest, then you're also like, because she's above 18. So once you're above 18, you can go missing for a long time.
Okay. I'll remember that when I turn 18.
God, you're an ugly 15-year-old. My God.
Well, check this out. Vegas, we cover a lot of... piles of stuff.
We really do.
We're a big pile. You know, there's a bunch of lobsters in the woods. We're going to talk about
it. You know, and like, they say there's no things you're going to say.
Yeah, there's
this,
soup
you know?
In the road. We're going to talk about it.
Yes.
But here, they found 300 plus piles of human remains in the desert outside of Las Vegas. They think a funeral home might have ditched a bunch of just ashes. You know, I guess these are just ashes that no one picked up, or maybe there's just stuff they gave in a different way. We don't know what funeral home they came from.
None.
There's very little information about it, but they found more than 100 piles of cremated remains. This is back in August, and they say it belongs to over 300 people. And there's no way to really tell what's going on here, unfortunately.
No.
But I've heard in the past, I've heard things like, I know this is going to sound stupid because I'm talking about a veterinarian, but I know a lot of times people just don't pick up the ashes.
I think that I don't think it sounds that stupid. I think that it's the same. I think that unfortunately there are people that, I might be wrong about this, sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com, but I'm pretty certain that they sort of default cremate certain people too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like, people who got no one looking for them.
Yes.
John Doe's, stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah, I imagine that's what they do. I don't know for sure.
But you're saying that the vets, like...
The vets, like, they're just sitting on all these ashes. They don't know what to do. No one's coming to pick them up. You can't just throw them in the trash. So they just end up, like, getting, like, storage closets full of pet ashes.
Well, that's just only because you know vets that are actually very nice and they do care and they won't just throw them in the trash.
Correct.
I think a lot of times... They do end up just throwing them in the trash.
I'm sure they do.
So these guys went and dumped fucking all of these pounds of cremains out in Vegas. And you can check out two more piles of cremains at the Vegas Wise Guys.
Oh,
December.
Yeah.
We have a, what day's our show?
December 7th.
December 7th.
We're going to be at Wise Guys.
Last podcast on theleft.com.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
side stories. Henry and I are doing side stories December 7th in Vegas.
That's
come check
plug.
Us out. It's going to be a lot of fun, though.
We're going to be bringing...
It's our first Vegas show together.
Oh, and I cannot wait. We are going to be bringing buckets of cremains, and I can't wait to go up against the likes. Wow, what dignitaries are there? Little Mo Mozzarella is going to be performing there. Wow, Eddie. Oh, Joe DeVito from Gutfeld is going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Wow, Eddie. What illustrious company.
We're with all the greats.
Oh, I can't wait to see the lights of Las Vegas.
Yes. Yeah,
so
yeah,
come and check us out.
They really put us in the good places.
Seriously, I will. If you bring one of those FedEx envelopes filled with cremains from and we can sign it over to Little Mo Mozzarella, I'll put you on the list.
Melissa's there the night before you guys.
Oh, Melissa Villasenor. Oh. Seems very sweet. She seems like a sweet lady.
Oh, yeah. She's a wonderful human being.
She's not the fucking of our competition, though.
There is no law in Nevada barring a person from scattering ashes on public land. State law requires that the funeral operators to preserve the dignity of any remains that remain care. So basically,
yeah, but I think you're saying scattering ashes is different than dumping piles of ashes.
It's weird. If they would have scattered it, I bet there wouldn't even got caught. But the fact that they're all in weird little piles just proves that they were dumping out urns in the middle of the desert and thought they were never going to get caught because the ashes look like sand.
Do you think they did this? Do you think salaried workers do this, or do you think this is a task rabbit?
I'm just saying, if you're going to do this, if you are a funeral home or a crematory that's getting, bring a rake.
Bring it, yeah.
Bring a rake. A rake,
you can
a rake
like
solves
a,
this whole thing. No one ever gets caught.
Just smish it around.
Yeah. Why is this a problem?
Well, you gotta properly dispose of remains just out of like respect for bodies. And now they are
not
thing,
even.
They're
honestly,
bringing all these together to preserve the dignity. They say
I don't give a fuck about the dignity. It's human waste. It's body waste, like
deep in the desert, far away from people.
You don't got to. I understand, but I do feel like it's still bad to be around. I guess what it is the guy's going to do it, and they're all just done. Because you know how it is, being like, all right, let's go. You know, they got to go out and go dump a bunch of urns, and then they come back, and then the rest of their day spent pointing people out to ice and stealing ice cream from children. And like, I'm trying to think like what else those guys do.
Yeah. Well, now they're all going, they're taking the remains of the 315 people and they're just putting them into one crypt.
How is that better?
I don't know if it's better. I don't think it's better. At least here, they're out in the world.
You know
they breathe. At least a coyote come by. Maybe, you know, you spread it around a little bit.
If this is Vegas, you know what should have happened here?
What?
If they really want to, is that the Venetians should have taken upon themselves,
mm-hmm.
rope off that little pile of fucking remains,
mm-hmm.
and guess what they get? Front row ticket show comes to them.
Yeah.
Reba. Wayne Newton.
Oh.
Frankie Valli.
Hey, you know, I hate
Frankie Valli's not even singing anymore. You just got to put it on the Bluetooth.
He practically remains himself.
You just put it on the Bluetooth. Give him a taste of a show. Give him a taste of Vegas. They're dumped out here in the desert. You got Frankie Valli going,
I don't think they really even know what happened here, though.
No, they don't. No, they just dumped it in the woods, in the desert.
Oh, well, and I. The,
Are you in on that like I am?
What? Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons?
The Frankie Valli.
I love Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
I'm talking about
my mom went on a date with one of them.
Which one? Winter?
Spring.
Oh. Fuck you. We've been together too long. But no, you have not been watching the Frankie Valli, this thing now where he acts like an animatronic?
Oh, well, it's all he can do.
It is so frightening.
He was old 30 years ago when he was on Sopranos.
It's so disconcerting what they're doing to this man.
He's
making no decisions.
Yeah, you're right.
It's the dead stare into nothingness.
He somehow still knows he's on stage.
But it's a high-pitched voice. You can't really...
It's pumped
sucks.
In.
Oh, is it real? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, he's just lip-syncing. He just stands on stage and he moves his mouth. Yeah, he gets piped in. He can't sing that anymore.
Yeah.
Look at that dance move.
Woo!
Oh, wow. Who's that? Whoa, wait a second. Whoa. He should get on Dancing with the Stars. Him and Biden.
You know who should have... I hate to keep calling him out on our show, but this would be great for Baggins' place out in Vegas.
Frankie Valli?
No! All the remains. Yeah, he does look like a little possessed puppet.
I'll kill you. I'll kill your husband for you. I'll kill your husband, beautiful woman. Get him away. Get him out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but honestly, those remains just sitting in the lobby would be kind of fun.
Yeah, why not?
Seriously, why is it a showgirl? Someone like this is such a Vegas has lost this. This is why Vegas is falling apart.
Vegas is almost done.
They're losing their edge.
We're trying to bring them back.
If this was real, a real entertainer would have scooped all those remains and dumped them in the tits of a fucking Arnold Cole Smith lookalike in a goddamn second 10 years ago.
Yeah,
she
died in Fort Lauderdale.
I just mean, you know what I'm saying? A lookalike.
It was a casino.
I'm just saying, Eddie, that like a real Vegas guy would know that this is an opportunity.
Absolutely.
Because think about this: not only we entertain you while you're alive, sure. Now we're going to entertain you when you're fucking dead.
No.
Like that's amazing.
You know what?
Put some googly's eyes, pour it all in a bucket, put some googly eyes on it, and show it Hailey Bieber's pussy.
Do you think she's like, well, my pussy needs entertainment?
Yeah, I mean, it was just, yeah, give her money. Right?
You know what's weird? It must have just happened. It must have, because it's windy out in that desert. So it would have blown away. So this must be like, they must have like caught it by a day or two when it got dumped.
It was fresh.
Which is crazy.
It's very, honestly, it's very, it's, but what we have covered a lot over the years of Side Stories is just how much corruption is within the funeral industry, how much it's just the same as any other horrific industry.
Yeah.
That just because they're dealing with the beloved memories of your family members and shit doesn't mean they're not run by, like, Tony from down the street. He could have a Shoney's.
I bet Vegas is a town where unidentified people die on a regular basis.
Or that's where I'd want to be if I didn't want to be found.
Yeah. I just, you know, people show up, they're hammered, they lose their wallet, and next thing you know, they're dead, and they can't figure out who they are, and then no one ever finds out.
You know, only if you're lucky.
Yeah. So, but yeah, there's a whole bunch of people.
Right from your grave.
So here we go. This is low level domestic terrorism I'm about to talk about, which is also kind of funny in a way, where it's like we've covered on the show many people in this stead, right? We remember the Panther Man?
Yes.
It was the Panther Man, and then there was the Gimp of Somerset, and then there was the Silent Man.
The Silent Man's our favorite.
We love the Silent Man. This guy is a new one. It's the Peter Butter Man. But now it seems that, well, it's a little bit of a misnomer. Purdue University's Peanut Butter Man remained a sticky mystery, much like Bigfoot in the northwestern United States, until Thursday afternoon. They caught this poor, poor, brave, young lad. He covered himself in peanut butter.
Sunflower butter.
But no, that's the twist, Eddie.
Sorry.
God damn it.
Oh,
God,
yeah.
Fuck.
Bleep it.
So this is what happened. He came in, right? They saw a man covered in what they thought was peanut butter.
Okay.
What was it? Caused a panic. We don't know yet. Not yet. He thought it was peanut butter. And it sent everybody in panic. He was walking through Purdue University. His buddy was filming him. It looked like, I guess he had his penis out, right? Or
No, he had shorts on. He had shorts on.
Yes. And so, but they had, I guess, shut down the university because of the peanut issue.
Because they're worried about, like,
people being allergic to peanuts.
Oh.
But then it turns out, of course, so they went searching for him. You know that he could have gotten, like, something like a attack with a deadly weapon or something. Like, they were talking about this. They were trying to throw all of these things out, saying that he was, like, committing domestic terrorism.
Was he doing it to scare people with allergies?
No, or was being he silly
just,
and stupid.
Or he just likes covering himself in peanut butter.
Yeah, he's just
Halloween,
being a,
maybe Halloween.
He's just a college kid.
Yeah.
It's the funnest thing that kids can do. It's just fun to do. It's better than shooting up a mall, right? I think it's fine.
It's definitely better than shooting up a mall.
But then it turns out the twist is what was, in fact, sunflower seed butter, which meant that it was not didn't have any problems with allergies.
So what's the story here?
He said the man did not commit a crime. The police are not investigating him, and the university will deal with the sunflower butter man on their own.
Yeah.
They have decided. They are not releasing his name.
No, I mean, he didn't commit a crime.
Well, according to the university, he seemed to commit some form of infraction. Which
social
is why
crime,
which I don't know what the social crime is this is what college is for.
You know what it is, though? I think if he sat down on a chair. You know, or if he
some ancient chair that belonged to Benjamin Franklin.
No, even a normal chair. Someone's got to clean that up.
Yeah, $50.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Give him $15.
$20. $20. The number you said 50, then you said 15, now you're saying 20.
I said 15.
15, and then you upped it to 20. Yeah. I mean, that's if he does it in under an hour.
You're just cleaning the fucking deceit.
So you're okay with this?
He's not covered in liquid shit.
I got to say, though, I love sun butter.
I know.
And it seems like an expensive thing to do.
Oh, no, he's exercising his privilege.
Yeah, no,
that's what he shows.
Yeah.
Oh, no, definitely. Oh, believe me, I clocked that, mister.
You think
believe me.
You think it's a frat thing?
I think that it was, he didn't even say it was a frat thing. I think it was just a dumb boy thing.
Okay.
He was having fun. I think this is extremely allowed. More than allowed. I think it's encouraged.
I think it is allowed. I think I'm going to have to say this is also allowed.
This is fun.
I don't like waste of food.
That's the biggest crime here.
Yeah, I think that's it. That's
and
it.
The fact that
but no one's buying sunflower butter anyway.
It's because I don't like it as much.
Man, best ice cream I ever had was sunflower butter and jelly.
You've changed, man.
That was a fucking, that was unbelievable.
Where?
Lambertville.
Where's Lambertville?
New Jersey.
Why?
Because my cousin lives there. And I was there, and she was like, oh, we got this cute little ice cream shop. And I was like,
but it wasn't like vegan. Was it good?
No,
real ice
it
cream?
Wasn't vegan. It was real ice cream. And it was the best one. I tried all of them because they have very fancy. Yeah, you're getting hungry.
Actually, even saying. I can
see you licking your lips. Yeah. Now you want the sunflower butter. Jelly. Yeah. It was the best ice cream I ever had.
Wow.
So, yeah, sunflower, butter, and jelly. If you know of a place where I can get that ice cream, you let me know. Side stories, LPOTL at gmail.com. This is the real bullshit right here. I need to find out. I want some more. That's all this story reminds
That's
me of.
That's all it did.
Is that really good ice cream in Lambertville.
All right, real quick news. UK woman yawned so hard she broke her neck. It's because that's how boring it is to live there.
Hey, come on.
And then we've got... That's another good one. Splash is Florida's sheriff's department's first search and rescue otter. That's how much you know that they don't care if you live or die if they send an otter instead of a person.
Send in the otter.
Send me a person.
Yeah, send people.
Yeah. Well, I don't want the otter. What's it going to do? Show up and start. It says it worked. Like something like 2 out of 5 times.
Well, that's not that bad, yeah.
It's not enough.
He solves underwater mysteries.
5 out of 5 times. Then send the otter. Yeah. If it's 2 out of 5 times, don't send the otter. He's just going to end up chewing on me.
Yeah, you send the person or you send the otter. You send one or the otter.
Send a robot versus an otter. Why are we training otters? What's the point of all the robots?
Yeah. Well, the robots can't swim like that.
Submarines.
I guess you can get that little diver guy that they sell who kicks in the front of the KB
toys.
How
much more money do our we each fucking state police department? It's like a fucking their own private army. They're training otters with kelp. mackerel making robots.
I wish they would train a manatee to do it. Then you could really ride the back of a manatee. Oh man, when I went and swam with some pigs. It was a blast. And I rode one of the pigs back to the shore, and it was fucking fun. Train the pigs to go look for people.
Honestly, I would rather a pig.
Yeah,
I'd rather a pig than an otter.
Oh yeah, I trust the pig.
It's weird. It's like sending it's such an undependable animal. It's like the idea of we've trained the foxes to find people. Like, no, don't train foxes to find people.
I mean, there's this one guy who loves otters. He works with the police, and he's like, listen, he's finally got his day in the sun. He got one special otter who solved two out of five
maybe
cases.
Maybe done stuff.
Yeah. I mean, 2 out of 5, you know, for an otter is pretty good numbers.
It shouldn't be a police officer, then.
It's not a cop.
No.
It's not a cop.
Because you know why? It's not a bastard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A certain breeds of dogs, you can make them become what they need to be police officer. An otter is too naturally mischievous to be a police officer.
I'd rather it be a beaver.
I would rather it be, again, keep the animals out of it.
No, dolphins are great at this job.
No, let them just not have jobs.
Yeah.
We don't need to hire the otters. We need to hire, I'd rather you hire a kid.
Look at that. There's an otter slam dunking a basketball.
That's not saving me out of 9/11 too. Yeah. It's just
bam.
Dunking a basketball.
Hell yeah.
That doesn't do anything. I'd rather you use kids.
That's utterly amazing.
Oh, I missed.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
wasn't that utterly amazing, technically. Yeah. It was kind of utterly boring. Boring to watch you mess it up. All right, so we have to figure that out because that's what I'm saying. Is that wrong?
Amare,
you don't think the kids? You don't think
is
you would
a regular
rather
Amare Stoddum otter? Huh? How about that one?
I don't know
about that one.
Honestly, don't know. We didn't even get to Antonio Brown. We didn't talk about that. We didn't talk about Mark Sanchez. A lot of football violence going on there.
It's
going
to happen. Yeah, there's a lot going on. It's very popular.
Do you not feel like though it's same? All right, instead of having an otter, train a child, pay the parents.
Train a child. Well, you can't. You can work an otter to death more than you can work a child to death.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, children, you know, look what happened to the Stranger Things kids. They're all damaged.
Yeah,
they shouldn't have been working so hard all those years.
Yeah, they grew up and they got weird looking.
Yeah, you can't, I mean, like, oh, God, talk about someone needs to save them from David Harbour.
Oh my God,
David Otter.
No, David. Well, David Harbour's not dumb. He doesn't do bad with the kids. He's just an irresponsible husband.
Well, no, he's an asshole to Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah, everybody's an asshole.
You're right.
Man, I heard Millie Bobby Brown. God knows what goes on down there, man.
I think she's all right.
I heard some stories, man.
I bet you have, man.
She killed somebody.
She killed people?
Yeah,
you
Millie
know
Bobby
Brown. Bobby Browns, man.
You know,
Yeah. No one coached her on that name?
Yep.
No one told her, hey, there's this guy.
Yeah, she actually weirdly, right before she died, Millie Bobby Brown went and found Whitney Houston's daughter and beat the shit out of her.
Yeah.
Just to the sake of him.
Actually, Whitney Houston's daughter died the same way Whitney Houston did.
I know.
Very, a long time, probably.
I know it.
You probably know.
It's extremely sad story.
Know what they could have used? An otter.
See, then makes sense. It's a shallow bathtub.
An otter really could have saved both of them.
Very much so. Yes.
Yeah,
out of a bathtub, out of a hotel bathtub, an otter can save you.
So we need to give the otters to the hotels.
Actually, I'm agreeing with you today.
Release them to the hotels.
Yeah. Let them slop around. You can keep them in a wet trench in the kitchen.
How long can you really relax in a bathtub if there's an otter in there?
Flop, flop, flop. Oh, I got to get out of here. And keep that new Lay Meridian otter bathroom timer.
Man, this guy, I'm like obsessed with this. This guy, I know it's going to come out tomorrow, but this influencer passed away in a horrible accident or a horrible incident, and I hate to be so morbid that I really need to know what happened.
Guys, this is
what I deal with.
Microcosm of what we deal with here is that we are not hoping that this
he's already
influencer.
Dead.
His name is, what was his name?
His name is Michael Durate.
And he went by
Food with Bare Hands. That was his name. But every picture I see of him with food, he's got gloves on.
Yeah, which is a misnomer, and I already don't trust him. But apparently he was a lovely man. There's a GoFundMe
out
there.
He seems very cool.
But this is the problem, is that Eddie got, right before the show, he got so verklempt, because legitimately he was like, I know that this is going to have a really grisly end, and I'm hoping that it'll be good for the show. And I said, Eddie, I think it might just be really sad.
Oh, it's definitely really sad. But I'm saying, no question about it being really sad or not.
His death might be very sad. I don't know if his death is sad.
But no matter what happened. But I know it's like, as soon as we're done recording, there's going to be like, oh, you got fucked to death by bears.
Yeah, or you got eaten by a llama.
Yeah, then
it's not as sad anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah, you got in a shootout with a bunch of aliens.
Yeah, like that, you know, again, like, it's not that your death's no longer sad, it's just then also your death is entertaining.
The reason I got so obsessed with it is because I've read like 10 articles about it, and then some of them called it an accident, and some of them called it an incident. And that's the part of it that kind of flipped me out and made me think of it might be something crazy.
Maybe it's because people don't understand how to use the sources.
Yeah. But, you know, if it was a car accident, it's an accident.
Agreed.
But there's no car incident.
No, a car incident is like, I took my car and I drove it through the mall.
Yeah. That's a car incident.
That's a car incident. Yes. Like the car is dangling off a bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah. No, it is very specious. We don't know yet. There is a GoFundMe up there to support his family.
Help him out.
In this. And you could check that out. What is it? His name is Food with Bear Hands.
Food with Bear Hands.
Yeah, check that out. But yeah, we don't know. And I'm really hoping that this is one of those funny things where what happens inside stories a lot, where we will like sing the praises of somebody we don't know, you know, and be like, oh, this wonderful man. I can't believe he died in this accident. You know, and we're going to say like, because I try to make sure I shoot right down the middle. I don't consider anybody good or bad unless I know him.
Yes.
Right? So this guy...
Even them are wrong sometimes.
Always. And I don't know this guy, right? So I'm just hoping that by tomorrow it doesn't come out and it turns out he's both... I'm hoping he's not a predator.
Doesn't seem like
it. But I also hope he's not the most heroic man in the world so that
I think he's a predator in like the classic sense of
like
the word.
Eating animals.
Yeah. No, he's like he eats barracudas and stuff like that.
So this is our boilerplate statement to say if he was a really awesome guy, great. We love him. I hope he's good.
He has kind eyes. No matter what his crimes are, his eyes are kind.
So did Ed Kemper. And he also, if he did really, really bad things, we disavow him.
Yeah, he's got an evil mouth.
Yes, if there's another... So I just want to cover that entirely. So in case whatever happens tomorrow in the news, if he's good, we like him. If he's bad, we hate him.
But rest in peace.
Rest in peace, either way.
No one else
rest.
I learned, though.
I would just rest.
I was trying to find, like, what happened, and I'm digging on all of them, man. I gotta say, the comments on TMZ are brutal.
Yeah, they really don't
They
really,
really are brutal. They're like, oh, they have a GoFundMe, and they're not telling us the cause of death?
Oh, that was it. That
stuff God. Like that. Yeah,
they often like, don't, guys.
Yeah.
They often don't. It's not like you get to pay to GoFundMe. You're like, all right, I'll give you GoFundMe. Let me see the autopsy pictures.
But meanwhile, like, you know, I'm obsessed with it too. So am I just as bad?
No, because you're not begging for his autopsy pictures.
No, I don't want to see the pictures. I just want to know what happened.
I just want to get a whack at his corpse once.
Yeah.
Again, if he's a good guy, we're sorry and we love him. Mm-hmm. And if he's bad... We hate him, and I hope that he burns in hell. So let us go to, I think we got some listener stories.
Oh.
That was really good.
That's a cool
that's
one.
That's a good one.
That's really good. All right. I got a couple of long ones, so I'm just going to jump in.
Golden State Killer penis length the size of a pinky tip, the DA says in the new book.
This story is called Haunted Fred House.
It's a new TMZ story. I mean, it seems like it's our wheelhouse. I don't know. Golden State Killer was brought in by justice partly because of his micro penis. Yeah, the new book says about it. Yeah, it says smaller than the tip of his pinky finger.
Thank God. All the news that's fit to print.
Yeah.
Here we go.
That wasn't in the doc.
No. For some reason. Was it in that whole thing about Patton Oswalt's wife?
Yeah, it was a 5-part series.
You
didn't put the tiny pinky penis in there?
Our favorite part?
Yeah. All right, what are people writing you?
Here we go. Haunted Frat House. I belong to a co-ed sorority frat that I'll just call a frat. It was isolated in the middle of nowhere in a very economically depressed area, so it wasn't the kind of fancy frat sorority you think of.
Missouri.
Yes. It was like a really bottom-of-the-barrel, disgusting shit pile of a frat, which is hilarious.
Oh, Arkansas.
The house was built in the 1870s and started being a frat house around the 1980s. I think that it had accumulated all the energy from the brutal hazing and all the SA that happened over the years. The ghost activity would always kick up when hazing season was happening. All my stories take place between 2012 and 2015. Like Eddie mentioned, we had the most common trope of things disappearing and reappearing in strange places. Footsteps and doors opening when there was no one there. Once one of the girls blew out her vape and it briefly formed the outline of a person in front of us before dissipating.
That's cool.
Once I was alone in my bedroom watching a movie on my laptop and I felt something tug hard on my earring. I yelled nope out loud and ripped them out and never wore earrings there again.
Just do the studs.
I mean, who knows? They can really pop out. Another time I had my debit card in the coat of my pocket and hung it up on the back of my door in my locked room at the end of the night. In the morning, I went to get my coat and the entire coat was gone from the hook. I searched the entire house top to bottom and the coat was just gone. After 2 days of not being able to buy food, I finally went downtown and got another card. When I came back from that trip and unlocked my bedroom door, the coat with the now defunct debit card was hanging on the back of the door where I'd first left them.
Sounds like a prank.
I mean, who knows? But this one. The biggest and freakiest of all the encounters was when I saw a full apparition. It was just briefly, but I know what I saw. We had some girls pledging sleeping on the floor of the living room. We were about to wake them up to do a fucked up hazing thing. I'm working on this in my therapy. But at this point, they were all still asleep. The rest of the sorority was in the room behind me, quietly milling around, getting things ready, trying not to wake the girls up. It was about 2 a.m. While I was standing in the doorway watching the girls, I noticed a figure out of the corner of my eye. In the room where the girls were sleeping, there was a staircase leading upstairs. Lights were on upstairs, but off downstairs, creating this weird backlit effect. Vividly, I saw a small creature about the size of a child crouched down on one of the stairs and staring out at myself and the girls sleeping on the floor from between the vertical wood bars of the staircase.
Could have been a hairless dog.
Definitely. I didn't realize what I was seeing, and it was initially really confused. I was confused because I knew all the people in the house who were either right behind me or sleeping in front of me. I looked behind me really quickly to check, and when I looked back, the figure was gone.
All right.
So this one I do have. So let's pick one of two, because I think we're running out of time. How long
are
we
running? We're getting there.
Right. I think I can do the two, right?
Do whatever you want. It's your show.
It's our show.
Oh, you're right. So do one.
Aliens coming out of the ocean. My best friend and her boyfriend were visiting Hilton Head Island in South Carolina. On the first night there, they were on the beach and saw what they described as a shooting star but brighter go down from the sky into the ocean off the coast nearby. They didn't really think much of it, but in the context of what happened the next night, they ended up thinking this shooting star was possibly not actually a shooting star.
Cloverfield.
I hope. On the second night, they went to spend a bit of time on the beach directly behind their hotel, looking at the stars on a big blanket. They went, fuck. The only light that was the moonlight and the starlight as they were far enough from the hotel to avoid light pollution so you could see shadowy outlines of everything, but no detail. They were laying there for a while. Eventually, things settled down with partygoers from the hotel behind them going to bed, and it got a little bit more quiet and solitary on the beach. After a little while, they were very surprised to see a shadowy visage of a single figure exiting the ocean in a straight, direct line, slowly and steadily, in front of them down the beach. They remarked to each other that it was weird and dangerous to be swimming alone in the ocean at night. Up in Jersey, we don't fuck with the riptides, especially down the shore.
Not just that, that's when sharks feed.
Especially not at night, exactly. The figure stood there for a minute, and then started to act strangely, moving jerkily around the beach, running fast to one side and walking really slow the other way.
Oh, I thought jerkily was like...
Basically moving around erratically. My friend's boyfriend told her to just stay down, quiet, and still so the person wouldn't come over and bother them. Again, in Jersey, we're used to tweakers, right? Then the figure started to make odd sounds, He would alternate between shrieking a high-pitched, unintelligible language. They said that it sounded vaguely Asian, but they couldn't identify or recognize it as any known Asian language they knew of. And it had a very low, deep tenor male voice speaking in English. They started to get weirded out, a little scared with this guy going back and forth erratically and changing his voice back and forth, so dangerously close to them, hiding in the dark.
Was he dubbed?
I don't know. Yeah, it's weird. Her boyfriend even went so far as to whisper to her to hold one of the stakes that he was holding their blankets, that was holding the blankets of the sand, in her hand, because the strange man was making them so uncomfortable. At this point, they were
thinking... It's a waste of steak.
I know. Oh, you fucking idiot. At this point, they were thinking he was definitely deranged or on drugs. Then the man abruptly stopped and went to stand at the shoreline by the water. Much to the horror of my friend and her boyfriend, other figures started to file two by two out of the water to meet the man.
Pilgrims.
Who knows? They're late. Better late than never. It's Cheech Marin. That's why I said it like that. From Ghostbusters. Two figures would walk out of the water, meet the man silently where he was standing at the water's edge, and walk off in opposite directions down the shoreline without saying a word. One left, one right. Two more would walk out and do the same thing, filing out of the dark ocean in the middle of the night in an orderly fashion. All in all, about eight figures in groups of two filed out from the ocean to meet the man and walked on the beach without a word. At one point, two teenagers with phones came walking down the waterline. My friend and her boyfriend could see the lights of their phone screens glowing on their faces. They walked right past the quote-unquote man and literally didn't even see him standing there. This freaked my friend out because he was acting noticeably strange, and they walked within inches of him. At this point, with little distraction, my friend and her boyfriend retreated backward toward the hotel a bit, and they decided to watch him from a safer distance back on the sand. They watched him stand there for another hour and a half in the dark, and then suddenly he was gone.
You know, I'm sure this happened in a way, but I hate to be this guy, but when you tell someone else's story, I lose all interest.
That's the problem. It's somebody else's story. I want to find the people and send them to us. If this is indeed real, I want to talk to them, because that is a very interesting story, and I wonder whether or not it is. It just sounds really strange.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Seems like a good story to tell your friend and lie to him.
I mean, I love lying to my friends.
Yeah, I know.
This is some physical email.
I truly love lying to my friends. I live every day to lie to my friends, and I laugh every day I lie to my friends.
What is this real weird big box you're handing us, Rob?
Rob is giving us mail.
Oh, mail? Okay.
Read the note first.
Read the note, Henry. It must be good if he's making us do it.
All right, here we go. After hearing mention he's straining his back trying to suck his own dick, I did.
Yes.
And then hearing Ed suggest he put a stroker in his mouth to help provide an extension, a light bulb went off in my head. Being a sales rep for Zero Tolerance, I wanted to provide a few options for Henry to be able to try Ed's suggestion. I send a few, including my number one favorite item we manufacture as a bonus. Zero Tolerance sounds frightening.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. No.
Take
fuck
the foot
me,
one. Take show the foot one.
Oh, God, Eddie.
What is it? Zero Tolerance. Is it a knife?
No.
Because there's a knife company called Zero Tolerance.
No, it's a foot you can fuck.
Oh.
It's a foot-based fleshlight.
Oh, you fuck the bottom of the
you
foot.
You can fuck it through the whole of it.
Oh, that's cool.
You can
cool.
fuck it real. Yeah, it is, Eddie.
Pussy
that's for
footing,
you.
Pussy-footing around.
There you go. That's for you.
Oh, this is amazing.
Dad, I want this one. This is shaped like Danny Daniels. This is her vagina and Angel Stroker. I guess they call them strokers instead of fleshlights.
Oh, because they don't want to get sued.
Because that's the thing. You kept saying fleshlight, and that's why she kept saying stroker, like I would know what the hell that meant.
Yeah, stroker, yeah.
So this is what's Lisa this Ann's vagina and her anal.
Oh, okay.
Her holes. I guess this is, will they feel different?
I'll never know.
How far does it go? Do they put the mold in? Does it go up to their, how deep does it go in?
I just don't understand the foot thing, because, it's like, does this person want to bang Christ?
I just don't know. Yes.
I guess my
thing.
And this is a big mouth.
And that's just a mouth. Wow, now, they really sent us a bunch of fuck toys.
What I will say though is thank you so much, Colette.
Rob, which one do you want?
Yeah, God is
you confiscated.
Should... Yeah, here he has it. Here it again is.
I saw what's her name? Sasha
Sasha Gray.
Sasha Gray.
This is my question, all right. So that the depth is for it's pretty good.
I just don't understand My question with this fucking the bottom of a foot like it's a sore. This is disgusting to me.
No, that's normal. That's what people like.
What do you mean? The foot? It's like the palm of a foot.
Yes. The only thing that's the most popular thing.
This is the most popular one?
Yeah.
Well, I guess because it's not an option.
I will say none of this helps me bring my penis closer to my mouth or extend my mouth. Yeah. Unfortunately, it doesn't. I wish
it also just looks like a sad like a person just can't put their tongue in their mouth.
Well, yeah, that's what it's for.
Can you open that one? I'm curious about that one.
Oh, this is the mouth one?
The mouth one. I'm very curious. Because, like, is the tongue always out or does it, like, come out?
No, tongue's always out.
Tongue's always out? Well, no one likes that.
I mean, you say this, Eddie. I just don't know if you use them.
It just looks like a sick person.
Yeah, of course it does.
Oh, it has grippers. Wow.
Yeah, it looks like, yeah, you're just going to slam you're gonna slam it all in there. It's got a uvula.
Make it talk. Make it say something.
Hello.
Patreon.com. You want to give over to your Patreon?
I think Rob's new dog needs a toy.
Patreon. No, you'll destroy this. This is bad for him.
We don't know.
Go to the LP on the left for all of your social media needs, and go to lastpodcastonleft.com. Buy tickets for a live show.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the new opener.
Yeah, we got. Guess what? If you're getting this message and you want to come to the Columbus show, there's 10 tickets left. All right, there's 10 tickets left at Columbus. That's on November 30th. Go get your tickets to that. Henry and I, of course, will be at Wise Guys on December 7th in Las Vegas. Check that out. And then we're hitting Alaska.
Dude, just jerk off.
Just jerk off. This is so expensive.
Like, and I collect thank yous. Zero tolerance. There are people that love this stuff.
No, I'm glad you're making your money.
Thank you so, honestly, I'm glad. Whatever this does to help people, but just straight up, guys, if anybody sees this in your home, they will never touch you ever again.
I think this is for people who have given up.
Yeah, I know that.
This isn't for someone who's like trying to get someone home. They're like, no, I got a mouth.
You're going
to. I got a mouth at home. Don't worry.
If you are at this point, I mean this, if you're at just the mouth, I actually have no problems with the vaginas and the buttholes. I think that makes a lot of sense.
The foot, I don't like.
This makes me sad.
Yeah.
Because guess what this also can say? I love you.
It can say whatever you make it say.
You know what the only thing it's going to say is... as you fucking ram jam its throat.
I do like that, you know, you really can't tell if it's a man or a lady.
I don't like the fact that it has no eyes.
It's almost like the... It's like
you're just fucking a disembodied hole.
If Alien was a porno.
This is like... I guess that's what this one makes me sad.
Yeah. By the way, I'm going to be in Oxnard on January 4th. It's a Sunday. Come check that out. They got Carolina Hidalgo, Julia Johns, and Holden and Jake are going to do a set.
Do you have any stamps?
Yeah.
Do you need me to do any stamps? Because unfortunately, there is no natural witness.
How much material do you have? Disembodied mouth. You got 5 minutes?
I'm new. Yeah, I mean,
maybe you can
pretty
host.
Broad. Pretty broad. Anybody know what it's like? Everybody else Anybody around here ever get so fucked so hard in the back of your throat that you wonder if you're just some kind of silicone tube?
Yeah, I miss my eyes.
I miss my eyes.
Yes. February 18th, it's a Wednesday. I'll be in San Francisco.
Miss my eyes.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun at the Punchline.
No.
With Grant Gordon. He's going to be there.
You wouldn't even believe how much I miss my eyes.
It just turned Irish. Yeah. No, it's
thanks,
no good.
Thanks, Colette.
Yeah. Thanks for the mouth with the tiny lips.
I hope that you're getting it well, Colette.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys. It's been a wonderful episode of Side Stories. Eddie.
What?
Thank you so much for everything you brought to today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I didn't bring nothing. What are we supposed to do with this? I guess we could sign these and give them away. Every time I see something like this, I'm like...
Holden might like that one.
No, foot? Holden gets no. nothing.
Holden gets nothing. Holden gets nothing.
Holden gets nothing.
If anyone gets this, it's Travis.
Oh, yeah, true.
Don't know.
What do you mean, no?
Marcus,
you need something
Marcus
to fuck.
No,
one with a wife. No wives.
Honestly, we need somebody who has like a dead wife. You know what I mean? Like, that's what this is for. This is for somebody with a dead wife.
If you're a widower, you want a foot to fuck, write in to sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com.
The widower with the saddest story.
We'll get this.
If you have the saddest story, we will send you this.
I'll sign the foot. You could fuck the signed foot.
Yes.
And just,
I want to get the saddest story possible.
Yeah. I want a real
From a widower.
A widower. Yeah. How did she go? All that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, would
she take?
Yeah, and how you feel like you can't, you're having trouble like talking to women again, because you're just sad. You think of her and you miss her feet.
Yeah,
if you
miss her feet, we'll send you one of these, and we'll send you some Funko Pops to get you going.
Yeah, pussy footing around. And you know what? It says it's got a depth of 9 inches, so you could take a big one.
Thank God, because I'll need every inch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, the insertable length is only 5.5.
Oh, what am I gonna do with all
this
that
is trash?
What am I gonna do with all the rest of my cock? All right, guys.
See you in Vegas.
See you in Vegas.